सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्।
श्लोका नंबर 10।
अहंकार लये सुप्तौ भवे देहोऽप्यचेतनः अहंकार विकासार्धः स्वप्न सर्वस्तु जागरः
Bharati Tirtha, the Acharya, the author of this text, revealing the individual nature, that individual nature is mixture of original consciousness, that is called Sakshi, seer number 3, and seer number 2, the mind, then the next one is seer number 1 is sense organs. All these three put together alone, the human being, the whole existence take place. Whether I know it or not, these are the components are there in one's own life principle. This much of observation we have to do because we are not able to perceive them as an object separately outside. Original consciousness I cannot see outside, mind I cannot see outside, even sense organs I cannot see outside. Paranchikhani vyatrana svayambhuhu parang pasyati na antaratma. These three are close internal, but whereas to know the things, object, all the my sense organs are created to go outwards. The creator did like this, but Shastra is asking me to know internally. So Shastra says, you need not have any instrument to know this. I am myself an instrument. Shastra Pramanam is sufficient for you to know your combination. Pratyaksha Anubhava is there, but still because of Ajnana, we are not able to identify with that real nature. Since that Ajnana is there, Shastra come and help us. Until your Ajnana is there, you cannot know that. So to remove your Ajnana, I will help you. Shastra Pramanam is alone helping us, really speaking. Without Shastra Pramanam, we cannot know that. What is that Shastra Pramanam? One statement. Neti, neti, iti vachanaihi. Not this, not this, not this. Therefore, this Acharya also presenting, taking us to that original conscious, one's own nature. By presenting this, all this inert matter which we are using, tangible body we are using, sense organs we are using, heavily we are using, not ordinarily. Heavily, we are heavily depending upon this. Therefore, it requires an inquiry. This type of conglomeration which is very close to me, which I am not able to decipher at all, subtle also, not tangible at all. Therefore, I require a lot of inquiry into that. It takes a lot of time for us. After a long inquiry, I can understand what is what. Once I study all of these things, daily I am experiencing this only. It is simple. Until Shastra come and tell, we don't say simple. Once it comes and says, it is simple. That's what I am saying, Shastra says. I am not going to teach any new thing. But what you are experiencing every day, that only I am presenting. Oh, that's all. Simple, but so dura sudure tadi antikecha. Anyhow, Acharya is helping us to find out that. What is this ahankara? Two words now, boggling the mind. Students, what is this dravya amsha, Swamini? Why you have introduced this dravya amsha? Very much confusing word. Dravya means nothing. So, dravya means, for example, you see, the lake is there. In that lake, waves are coming. Ripples are coming. That lake is called dravya amsha. Lake is called dravya amsha. It is the support from which these ripples are coming. Waves are coming. Tarangams are coming. Similarly, that mind, it has got two parts. A source, base, I already said yesterday. Base, source upon which these waves, thoughts are arising. Vritti amsha. Vritti means thought. Vritti and another meaning is also there, profession. Here, vritti means thought. Thought is also a part of the mind only. Thoughts arise in the mind lake and thoughts subsides in the mind lake. So, mind and thoughts are both together only. You cannot say wave is different from that lake water. You cannot say. But when the waves comes, their form is different. Their shape is different, their movement is different, but lake is the source. Similarly, mind is the source, dravya amsha, a matter principle, a part of matter. In that matter, these thoughts arise. So, we have understood that mind has borrowed that RC, reflected consciousness, mind plus reflected consciousness, and Sakshi is there. All these are we are seeing. Now in this 10th verse we saw this Ahankara Laye Suptau. The nature of Jagrat and Swapna Sushupti are brought out here. and dehasya jadatvam also brought out. What are those three avasthas? As long as the ahankara, when the mind is active, what is other name for ahankara? Mind. Simple mind na namak easy. Adi vechukongale. Mind. That mind, when it is very active, using the sense organs, it is called jagrat avastha. Waking state. Purna vikasaha manaha. Jagrat avasthayam srijati. Purna vikasa, mind is purna vikasa means fully it is functioning. Fully it is functioning, active mind. Ardha vikasaha swapraha. Partially active mind is called swapnavastha. In that past vasanas, the mind projects. Past vasanas means, what is the swapna definition? Jagradavasthayam yadrishtam yadshrutam tad janita vasanaya nidra samaye, that forms as a swapna. It projects vasanas. All those, whatever you have seen previously, jagradavasthayam yadrishtam yadshrutam. Whatever you have seen, whatever you have heard, either in this janma or previous janma, all are there like in a computer. This is the biggest computer, all are there hidden inside. So they come, they throw out, projected out. Why they are projected? You are experiencing, you have to experience. Jagradavasthayam, you are experiencing. Swapnas. Avastha also, some dreams are very pleasant. Some dreams are really you scream. Dreadful dreams will come. Why I have to undergo that dukkha in dream also? That is called prarabdha. And a bad prarabdha I have to exhaust through that dream. And I lost my suitcase, I missed my bus. I laugh. Slippers also slipped that I am climbing the bus. This gives pain, dukkha, in dream also. So dukkha I have to exhaust through that vasanas. And that vasanas are triggered, that which I have to undergo the dukkha. So dream gives dukkha. Some vasanas are triggered, that which gives sukha. So, I am exhausting my sukham, punya prarabdha. Dukkha is bad prarabdha. Punya prarabdha is sukha. Invisible sukha is what? Punyam. Invisible dukkha is what? Papam. Visible dukkha, visible punya is what? Sukham. Visible papa is what? Dukkha. So therefore, never grumble. Yada dukkham, sukham vandana, nama punyam papa going on exhaustion taking place. So that is why in ardha vikasa, this ahankara ardha vikasa, the mind when is not active, partially active, one more point we have to remember. This mind, when it is in Purna Vikasa, it takes the help of seer number one. Wow, what a student you are, really. Wonderful. Seer number one, that seer number two takes the help of seer number one. In which avastha? So, you are very alert. So, in Purna Vikasa, Ardha Vikasa, no Vikasa. sleep and the suptau. What will happen? Ahankara laye, the mind will totally merge. It goes into, it submerges. Then body will become achetanaha. Dehaha achetanaha bhavet. So, few important points we have to note here. Here only many people have got the doubt. Where it goes, this reflected consciousness, the mind, where it goes. Shastra says, according to Shastra, in Ardhavikasa also you require a body. Ardhavikasa also, what body you require? Dream body. Dream body you require. Suppose you are going to Kailasa, the Pushpavaka Vimanam has come. That sukha, you have to undergo ananda. That dream thought, it has to create what? Dream body. Dream pushpaka vimanam. You have to travel and you have to go there. All the bodies and vimanam and kailasam, the Shiva is sitting and you are seeing. Who created? Dream. My thought projection. Fully my projection. Body is created. I have undergone. That's why after waking up you say, you know, no, what dream I got yesterday? Anandam. Vare pada 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 nirukum face morning paatha. Santoshamo santosham. I saw that Bhagavan. I saw this Bhagavan. Some students come and say, Swami, I saw you yesterday in my dream. Swami, I saw you yesterday. Nobody say, no. I saw you, Swami. You came in my dream. Eh, appadi santoshamanna. Ananda. That ananda I have experienced, I did not come in your dream. I am in my house only. But you saw my body. Who created? Your mind alone created that body. That means you are the creator or not? You are the srishtikarta of swapna. Shastra says, not only swapna, you are the srishtikarta of this jagat also. Adepadina. Appadida. Shastra is going to say, here, the fall of that, few points you can note down. After the fall of the body, mind survives without the dream, without vyavahara. After the fall of the body in deep sleep. Deep sleep, the whole body is lying on the bed. What happened? The mind survives without sense organs' help, without any vyavahara, mind survives. It is as good as death only. Okay, temporary death. Sleep is a temporary death. Once this body goes permanently, this body goes permanently. See, in the deep sleep, it is temporarily dead. Mind dissolves. No vyavahara. One body goes permanently also, person is dead. No vyavahara, but mind is there. When you are sleeping, it is laya. But when this body permanently goes, this mind goes into the karana avastha. It has not gone totally. It is there surviving in potential form in karana shariram. This is oru koncham interesting point where everybody is asking, na enge poren swami ni appuram anna ippo enge poravo theriyala appo enge povom adhu doubt. So death is there. When the body is permanently gone, this mind goes to the karana avastha. Even in pralaya also, that karana avasthaya manas appadiye irukum, potentially irukum, because that manas has to exhaust its sanchita karma, and therefore it again comes at the srishti time, again enters into another body. Manas is there continuously. either in active form or in potential form, it pick up the another body. The karma thread, it will pick up and taking another body. How? If you want to go to Kailasa, Pushpaka Vimanam, your mind is projecting, no? Similarly, that mind creates another body. Ishvara is the nimitta karanam, provide you have to undergo that pleasure and pain, what body is required? Kailasam poradhukku pushpaka vimanam venum. So, and the pushpaka vimanam has to be created in dream. Adhe madri in the karma exhaustion pandradhukku, this type of body is required. This type of karma ke, this type of body is required. Therefore, your mind alone creates. So, next body determined by whom? அதுக்குதான் அது எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் பண்ணுறதுக்காக தான் இவ்வளோ எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன். நெக்ஸ்ட் பாடி இஸ் டிட்டர்மின்டு பை மை ஓன் தாட்ஸ். ஆஸ் ஐ திங்க் ஸோ ஐ பிகம் வாட்ச் யுவர் தாட்ஸ், தே பிகம் யுவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். வாட்ச் யுவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், தே வில் பிகம் யுவர் வேர்ட்ஸ். வாட்ச் யுவர் வேர்ட்ஸ், தே வில் பிகம் யுவர் ஹேபிட்ஸ். வாட்ச் யுவர் ஹேபிட்ஸ், they will become your character. Watch your character, it will become your destiny. Therefore, our next birth is decided by our own pattern of thinking, determined by our pattern of thinking. So this is one point. Next point is, mind and body, the relation continues. Mind and body, relation continues either in this body or in this body means until this prarabdha karma, this relation will continue. Therefore, never ask, I don't want to live, I want to go. These are all meaningless. Shastra says, idhukku chumma solren, unna prarabdha irukkira varaku nee iruppe. That's why Paramarthananda Swamiji says, people with all those tubes and surviving continuously years together. One person puttukku na bathroom la keela vinundatta pushuga gone yena prarabdham, even prarabdham ipdiye irukke doctors ku ella aashiram, even eppadi how he is surviving. Doctors do not know this prarabdha karma power. This person survives in ICU, that person already gone. Who is determining? Arabdha. Arabdham karma determines how long you have to undergo, you have to undergo. But still, however much we listen, we don't want to accept. Whether you accept it or not, I don't bother. Shastra says, this is the truth. Okay. Therefore, one more point is, here, our problem is pain and sorrow. That's what I am telling in the morning. Just I remind it. We are undergoing pain and sorrow. Food eppadi irukko theriyilla, enenamo problems, angenge idellamo nadakkaradillayo. Adhu madri pain caused by the prarabdha. Pain caused by the prarabdha. Sorrow caused by ignorance. Here only we have to understand, sorrow caused by ignorance. Pain caused by that prarabdha, that means what? Even you get jnanam also, if there is a pain. Why? That pain is caused by prarabdha. Therefore, jnani also get body pain. But jnani is free from sorrow. Important point, isn't it? Ajnanam alone removes, you know, ajnanam alone is the cause for sorrow, dukkha. So therefore, this pain is caused by that prarabdha. Since jnani also has got prarabdha, this body has to undergo the pain, but he has no dukkha. துக்கம் இல்லாத பெயின் இருந்தாலும் பரவாயில்ல, இல்லாட்டாலும் பரவாயில்ல, நோ ப்ராப்ளம். நமக்கு என்ன ப்ராப்ளம்னு அக்ஞானிக்கு நார்மல பெயின் விட துக்கம், எனக்கு தலைவலி, எனக்கு தலைவலி, எனக்கு தலைவலி என சொல்லிகிட்டே இருப்போம். தட் சாரோ இஸ் ஸோ பவர்ஃபுல். திஸ் கர்மஜ தாதாத்மியம் வில் நாட் பி டிஸ்ட்ராய்டு பை ஜானம். வாட் இஸ் இட்? கர்மஜ தாதாத்மியம், தட் விச் இஸ் பிராரப்தா. The mind and body are associated because of prarabdha. Because of that prarabdha, I have to undergo pain. That pain can never be destroyed by knowledge. அப்படின்னா நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸுக்கு வரணுமா வேண்டாமான்னு யோசிக்கிறீங்களே. கர்மஜ தாதாத்மியம், யூ கெனாட் கம் அவுட். ஸோ தட் பெயின் everyone has to undergo. Therefore great mahatmas are also undergoing the pain. We think, why such a great mahatma is undergoing such a, you know, chronic disease? Chronic disease undergoing whose the body is undergoing, because the body and karma are associated. Therefore mind is exhausting its karmaja tadatmyam through this body. The pain will be there, but what will not be there? Sorrow will not be there. What is the condition? Jnanam. Ipo what is our aim? Dukkha nivritti. Not mutti vali mudugu vali povuma swami ni jnanam vandana povadu, pallu vali kuda povadu, enna povuvana anda பெயின் காதட் சாரம் இருக்கு. எனக்கு ஏன் வருது என்ன, அதெல்லாம் போயிடும். எனக்கு ஏன் வருது, நான் ஒன்றும் தப்பே பண்ணலையே சுவாமினி, நான் யாருக்கும் கொஞ்சம் கூட இன்னும் கஷ்டம் கொடுக்கறது இல்லை, எனக்கு தான் இந்த மாதிரி துன்பமா? இட் இஸ் நாட் திஸ் ஜென்மா, ப்ரீவியஸ் ஜென்மாஸ் இஸ் கம்மிங். ஸோ தேர் ஃபார் நவ் யூ சி வை வி ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரம். அந்த துக்க நிவர்த்திக்காக தான். That's why our ancestors, even the body is undergoing pain, even an iota of dukkha they never undergo. They never show that. This is the knowledge they have got. Now modern people, we are very sensitive, we are very delicate. For everything we get stress, tension, anxiety, worry, and padapadappu, and the whole house, everybody get tension. And now we are more body oriented. ஸ்தூல சரீர ஓரியன்ட். தேர்ஃபார் வி ஹாவ் டு சேஞ்ச் அவர் விஷன். வீடு பிரசாந்தமாக இருக்கணும்னு வி ஹாவ் டு சேஞ்ச் அவர் விஷன். அதர்வைஸ் வி வில் டிஸ்டர்ப் ஆல் பீப்புள். வி டிஸ்டர்ப் அவர் செல்ஃப், வி டிஸ்டர்ப் அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஈவன் நெய்பர்ஸ் இஃப் தே ஆர் க்ளோஸ், வி டிஸ்டர்ப் தெம் ஆல்சோ. ஈவன் குரு இஸ் வெரி க்ளோஸ், வி டிஸ்டர்ப் ஹிம் ஆல்சோ. இஃப் தே ஆர் அவைலபிள்னா, குரு இஸ் த பர்சன் ஹூம் வி கேன் ஷேர். என்ன பாவம், அவருக்கு ஏற்கனவே ஹெவி ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் எல்லாம் கேட்டு கேட்டு எத்தனை ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். ஸோ லைக் திஸ் வி ஆர் கோ ஆன் ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன். இட் இஸ் இன்எவிட்டபிள். வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன், வாட் இஸ் த அட்வான்டேஜ்? இட் இஸ் இன்எவிட்டபிள், ஐ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்கோ திஸ் பெயின் என்று சொன்னால் இட் வில் பிகம் இன்சிக்னிஃபிகன்ட். It will not give any damage to my inner peace. That is the advantage. If I know this fact, it is inevitable, it is prarabdha karma, this pain I have to undergo. If I am very convinced with this, not just knowing, yes, this is what it has to undergo, it will not disturb me much. It's very, very insignificant. It is not predominant. That is why you look so calm and quiet. People are all worrying, you know, what a problem is in the world. You don't have anything. You don't have. Simple. How you got? I'm going to Vedanta class. You can say, I'm studying scriptures. Therefore, I got this. Adhidhane venu. தலைவலி வந்தால் 10 பேருக்கு தெரிஞ்சாதான் நமக்கு தலைவலி போகும். பட் அவருக்கு தலைவலி வந்தா யாருக்கு சொல்ல மாட்டார், வயிற்று வலி வந்தா சொல்ல மாட்டார், எந்த ப்ராப்ளம் இருந்தா சொல்ல மாட்டார். Seeing in the world. So this is the blessing of knowledge. We get knowledge and you look at the body as a sakshi. எப்படி மூவி பார்க்குறோமோ, ட்ராஜடி மூவி ஆல்சோ வி ஆர் சீயிங், நோ இது கூட ஒரு ட்ராஜடி, எப்படி பார்த்துக்கிட்டே இருக்கணும், டிவி பார்த்துன மாதிரி. ஸோ தட் ஈஸ் த பாயிண்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ப்ராரப்த காஸ்டு பெயின் வில் பி தேர், இட் வில் நாட் பி ரிமூவ்ட் பை ஞானம், பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் கர்மஜ தாதாத்மியம். வாட் வி வாண்ட் டு ரிமூவ் த்ரூ ஞானம், பிராந்திஜ தாதாத்மியம் வி வாண்ட் டு ரிமூவ். Because of Bhranti also there is Dukkha. That is caused by what? Now it is going to come in later verses. Maya is the cause. That Bhranti Jat Adatnyam is because of Maya. Maya is the Samsara Karanam. Therefore understand the Maya. Falsify it. It is not real at all. Then you are free from Dukkha. Now we will read that 11th shloka.
Antahkarana vrittischa Chitichayaikyam agata Vasanah kalpayet swapne Bodhekshairvishayan vahihi
Very nice shloka. Antahkarana vrittihi Chichaya. Antahkarana means, anta means inner. Karana means instrument. That is manas, mind. Mind and chichaya means reflected consciousness. When the mind pervades an object, the mind pervades this object, that thought, mind in the form of vritti, thought pervades the object, any object for that matter. When it pervades, it is called vritti amshadvara, it is pervading. Vritti amshadvara, it is pervading, that is called vritti amsha, I said. But mind enge irukke dravya amsha? Inge irukke, mind vedila pole. Mind eppadi poichu? Vritti roopama, it has gone out. See, the light is there only, but the light prakasha coming in the form of beams, rays. Light is there, but it comes in the form of, it pervades the disk. So similarly, the mind is there only, dravya amsha. From that a thought comes. By that thought comes, you have to undergo that pain or dukkha, you have to experience. So that thought comes. Again, if you have undergone that dukkha and sukha over, again another thought comes because karma is ready. Inga poi adi exhaust pannuko, inga poi inga exhaust pannuko na vritti roopana it will come. Mind is called here antahkarana vritti. Vritti, I said, thought is a part of mind alone. Okay? Like waves. Like a wave. Chichaya aikyam agata. Chichaya means reflected consciousness and that vritti aikyam. Vritti cannot travel. Why? Vritti is jadam. Why vritti is jadam? Thought is jadam, inert. Because mind is inert. So what will happen? This vritti, the thought, borrows sentiency from the consciousness. Vritti, we should not say vritti thought borrows consciousness from the mind. అప్పుడు ఎన్న ఆయడం థాట్ వేరే ఆయడం, మనసు వేరే ఆయడం. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవన్ అంశ, ఎ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్. ఇట్ బారోస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఓసీ ఓన్లీ, అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఎ గాట్ ఎ కెపాసిటీ టు ట్రావెల్, ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇనర్ట్. ఇట్ ట్రావెల్ అండ్ పర్వేడ్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. ఆఫ్టర్ పర్వేడింగ్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ యూ గెట్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. How many thoughts are coming? How many objects we are pervading? Every time you are borrowing the consciousness and pervading, borrowing and pervading. Evvala kana evvala debt paarunga in the original consciousness ki nariya debt irukku namakku. The thought amshan. Who is this seer number 2? So it's seer number 2. From that what a thought will arise. Chichaya aikyata. Antahkarana vritti. థాట్ ప్లస్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, రెండుమే ఐక్యం. వన్స్ ఇఫ్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, వితౌట్ దట్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ దిస్ థాట్ కెనాట్ ఫంక్షన్. సో వేర్ ఎవర్ దెర్ ఈస్ థాట్, హూమ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అండర్స్టాండ్, ఆర్సీ ఈస్ దేర్. ఆర్సీ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఓసీ ఓన్లీ. వన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హియర్ ఐ సే ఆర్సీ. ఎత్ర ఎత్ర మనోయాతి తత్ర తత్ర చైతన్యం స్ఫురణం. వేర్ టు గో టు సీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ టెల్ మీ? ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ థాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎవిడెంట్. ఇన్ జడ ఇన్నర్ట్ థాట్ కెన్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ మూవింగ్ బికాస్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రూఫ్? కాగ్నిషన్, నాలెడ్జ్. దిస్ ఈస్ మైక్. దట్ కాగ్నిషన్ ఐఎమ్ గెట్టింగ్ through what? Because the thought has pervaded this object. I am able to, what in return I am getting? Knowledge, cognitive knowledge. That is the proof. That is called consciousness. I am conscious of mic, I am conscious of desk, I am conscious of, means what? The vritti has pervaded. What do you say? I am conscious of my daughter, I am conscious of my book, I am conscious of my house. హౌస్ వృత్తి, డాటర్ వృత్తి, థాట్. ఇన్ ద డాటర్ వృత్తి థాట్లో హూ ఈస్ దేర్? కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈస్ దేర్. దట్స్ వై యూ సే ఐఎమ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్, ఐ నో. ఐఎమ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్, ఐ నో. షీ ఈజ్ దట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. సత్ అండ్ చిత్ బోత్ ఆర్ దేర్, ఎవర్ ఎవిడెంట్. I am, I know. I am, I know. You never doubt yourself. This is called aikyata. Chichaya, that reflected consciousness, aikyata. What will happen? Vasanaha kalpayet swapne. Because of this mind and reflected consciousness, in the dreams, vasanas are triggered, activated in swapna. In the dream, also the thoughts have to arise. Vasana means vritti, means what? Whatever I have experienced, those potential thoughts will be activated. That's why whatever you have seen, only you see in the dream, generally. I have not seen, you say, you have forgotten long before you have seen in previous janmas. That also will come in your dream. That is what kalpayet. Means srijati, it creates. Who creates? Reflected consciousness plus this vritti, vasana vritti. Vritti two types. Vasana means dream lo varade vasana vritti. Normal lo varade present active fresh vritti. Fresh vritti. Adi vandi already stored vritti. స్టోర్డ్ వృత్తి. దట్స్ వై డ్రీమ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్. ఇనికి నీకు డ్రీమ్సే వేండా అని చొన్నాను నిక్కుమా? ఇట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్. ఇట్ టేక్స్ బై ఇట్స్ ఓన్ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. ద థాట్స్ విల్ అరైజ్. ద స్వప్నం కల్పయేత్ వాసనాః, స్వప్నే కల్పయేత్ దోస్ వాసనాస్. బికాస్ హౌ ద వాసనాస్ స్వప్నం కల్పయేత్? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మిక్స్చర్ వృత్తి అచిచ్ఛాయ అహంకార. That is what? Ahankarana vrittihi and reflected consciousness. எக்ஸிஸ்டன்சிஸ் திஸ் ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் லைக் இன்டர்ட்வைன் இன் எவ்ரி திங். அது மறக்கக்கூடாது. வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு அரைவ் அட் ஓசி. அதுக்கு தான் அந்த சிச்சாயா சிச்சாயான்னு சாயா சாயான்னு சொல்லி என்னமோ ஒரே சாய் சாய் வருது. என்ன சாயா என்ன ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் சாயா. அடுத்தமாக சொல்லணும் சாயா என்ன ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன். ஸோ ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் கேன் நெவர் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வித்தவுட் த ஒரிஜினல். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஈஸ் அன்ரியல். த்ரூ த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் வி ஹாவ் டு கோ டு வாட் ஒரிஜினல். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் ஸ்லோலி த ஆத்தர் இஸ் டேக்கிங் அஸ் டு தட் ஒரிஜினல் பிகாஸ் we are familiar with these sense organs, we are familiar with this mind, we are familiar with this body. So known to unknown, clear na, known to unknown. The original consciousness, it is very very subtle, abstract. If straight away shastra talks about OC, enak vendave venda nu solla appadi sollamal namak edhi theriyumo adu vechindu shastram. This is the method of teaching. In not only Vedantic teaching, in any teaching, you have to teach, communicate from known to unknown. That is the uniqueness. Whatever I already know, you need not teach for me. But through the known, with the help of that, we are going to understand the unknown. What is unknown consciousness? Is unknown chit swarupam, sat swarupam, ennamo chollinde irka, onnum theriyadanna. Therefore, these are the clues, slowly, Shakha Chandra Nyayam, Madhuri. Swapni, what will happen? Bodhe, Bodhe means when you wake up. Bodhe, Akshayihi Vishayan Bahihi Kalpayet. That Kalpayet you have to supply. Akshayihi, with the help of eyes, Akshayihi, through the eyes, or through the ears, or through the tongue, through the other sense organs. Vishayan means objects. Kalpayet bahihi. That is the clue. Settle point you have to understand now. Just as you have created the dream in your sleep state, you have got the dream because you have that vasanas have come into existence because of that vritti and reflected consciousness mixture helped this to create swapna. You have created the swapna body, swapna objects. Same way, that vritti, that reflected consciousness, when you not purna vikasa time lo, பூர்ண விகாசன் ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, அந்த போதே, when you wake up, போதே, what will happen? விஷயான் பகிஹி கல்பயேத். Underline that word. ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தாயாம் all objects are created by my mind alone. My vritti is pervading, tree is. It is green color, it is. Wow! That thought has gone and pervaded the tree. Along with the thought, who is there? Reflected consciousness is there. So the reflected consciousness, chitchaya, and the antahkarana vritti, both went and pervaded that object. Then you say, I know. It's a cognition, knowledge. Then who gave that existence to that tree? Tell me now. I am the consciousness in the form of reflected consciousness, because I am all pervading OC. When I see it is a tree, you are not seeing. Therefore, my reflected consciousness alone is seeing, not your reflected consciousness. Therefore, I have to say reflected consciousness alone seeing. If I say OC, all of our OC should see. ஏதாவது ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் சொல்லும் போது ஜாகிரதையாக சொல்லணும். நல்லா புரிஞ்சு போச்சு, ஏதோ சும்மா சும்மா சொல்லிடுவோம். சி, ஐ ஹவ் ஓன்லி காட் தட், ஐ ஹவ் காட் தட் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரீ பிகாஸ் மை விருத்தி ஓன்லி ஹேஸ் பர்வேடட், நாட் யுவர் விருத்தி. தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் ஐ ஹவ் டு சே, மை மைண்ட், மை ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் விச் இஸ் அவைலபிள் இன் மை மைண்ட், விருத்தி. So it is my cognition. Therefore it is called Chit Pratibimbam. Chit Pratibimbam pervades. Bahihi Kalpayet. அதே மாதிரி டாட்டர் விருட்சம் இல்லை சொன்னால் நல்லா தலையாண்டிடும். இதே மாதிரி ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஒய்ஃப் சில்ட்ரன் என்ன விருத்தி பர்வேட்ஸ். விருத்தி இஸ் தட் மனஸ் பிளஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். இது சித் பிரதிபிம்பம் ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரதிபிம்ப சைத்தன்யம் பர்வேட்ஸ் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட். இம்மிடியட்லி யூ காக்னைஸ் மை சன். மை சன் ஐ நோ ஐ எம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் மை சன். Which avastha? Jagrat avastha. Now tell me, what is the difference between that you have done kalpana in the dream and this kalpana in the waking state? Both are same, Shastra says. That is inside, this is outside. Antaha bahi. No difference. Appadi theriyaliye. Adukudane na vandha, Shastra says. You do not know that, but I have to tell you. That is a vasana came up. Here it is not vasana, it is a fresh experience. What is the difference? That is the whole jagat is kalpana, superimposed by me alone. That is bodhi akshaihi vishayan bahihi kalpayet. Then another point we have to note, after reading the next shloka, I will tell you that. For this shloka, you remember this much only, enough. Okay, I hope this is clear, this shloka. Shloka number 12.
Manoham krutyupadanam. லிங்கமேகம் ஜடாத்மகம் அவஸ்தாத்ரயமன்வேதி ஜாயதே ம்ரியதே ததாம்.
A question may arise. I can accept, I have created the dream, I can accept. But my understanding is, this whole creation is created by Ishvara. Ishvara Srishti. But you are telling, I am creating this universe. How can I accept this? This is the question may arise in the mind. You may not ask. I know what question will come in your mind. இது ஈஸ்வர சிருஷ்டி, நான் சிருஷ்டி பண்ணலையே அந்த ட்ரீனு. ட்ரீம் என்ன என்னுடைய ஜாகிரத அவஸ்தா, இவன் அதிருஷ்டம் எஸ்ருதம் தஜ்ஜனித வாசனையா. ஓகே, ஐ ஆக்செப்ட். பஹி கல்பயேத், ஹவு கேன் ஐ ஆக்செப்ட்? வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். வாட் வி சே, பஹி கல்பயேத் மீன்ஸ் யுவர் ஓன் வேர்ல்ட் யூ ஆர் கிரியேட்டிங். Ishvara Srishti, in Ishvara Srishti there is no gradation, there is no disparity, there is no sukha or dukkha. Another interesting point. No? Ishvara Srishti as it is neither dukkha karanam nor sukha karanam. It is not the cause for happiness or it is not cause for unhappiness. ஈஸ்வர சிருஷ்டி மூலமா துக்கமும் வராது சுகமும் வராது. தட் மீன்ஸ் த ஹோல் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் என்டையர் வேர்ல்ட் இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் நாட் கிவிங் எய்தர் ஹாப்பினஸ் ஆர் அன்ஹாப்பினஸ். பட் தென் ஐ எம் கெட்டிங் ஹாப்பினஸ் சம்டைம்ஸ் அன்ஹாப்பினஸ். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜீவ சிருஷ்டி. அந்த ஈஸ்வர சிருஷ்டியில் You are creating to you because of your raga dvesha. Suppose now rain has come here. Some of us like rain, some of us don't like rain. Suppose. So srishti, rain is Ishvara srishti. You have not created, I have not created the rain. But that rain is sukha karanam, dukha karanam, depends on whom? On me only, my mind only. Therefore, I am the Srishtikarta. It is dukkham or sukham, none the responsible. If I have attachment towards it, I love it, I like it, it is sukha karanam. If I don't like it, if I have dvesha towards that, it is a dukkha karanam to me. So therefore, this sukha dukkha is jiva srishti. Ishvara srishti is neither sukha karanam nor dukkha karanam. Entire world is srishti. What about this body? Body is included in the srishti or not? Ishvara srishti, made up of panchabhutas, five elements. This body is dukkha karanam or sukha karanam? It is neither sukha karanam nor dukkha karanam. For example, swimming pool is a dukkha karanam or sukha karanam? A person who knows swimming, it is sukha karanam. Who do not know swimming, it is a burial ground for him. Similarly, if a person sees the snake, it is generally dukkha karanam. For a snake charmer, if he sees that snake, wow, such a beautiful snake, it has got a nice skin. If I kill it, I get skin. Avanukku sukha karanam. Unakkemo dukkha karanam, avanukku sukha karanam. Adhi snake whose srishti? Ishvara srishti. By itself is neither sukha karanam or dukkha karanam. But person's bhavana is giving different experience to different people. That is sukha dukkha is whose srishti? Jiva srishti. So if now our dukkha is whose srishti? Our srishti. This body is dukkha karanam, whose srishti? My srishti. Body is sukha karanam, whose srishti? My srishti. Therefore body is neither sukha karanam nor dukkha karanam. If you have raga, attachment, everything going smoothly, sukham. That's why our lot is this, you know, changing our sukha, dukha is go on changing. Abhichari kalam paate, ye namak dukha karanam illa, I am not associated with that person. For Ishvara Srishti lo oru kaali aayitan, appre. But Ishvara Srishti la, adhe mana connected person anna, dukham varadhu. So, and my association with those objects alone is my perception towards those objects, my attachment, my association, my relation with those objects, they are sukha karanam for me, dukkha karanam for me, and then that is jiva srishti. So therefore, what is the lesson we have to understand? Accept the Ishvara srishti as Ishvara srishti. Don't put any conditions with your raga, dvesha, born out of the mind, vritti. Never born. No? That alone is the cause for that. So therefore, manaha ahankritihi, the mind and ahankara, dravya amsha, vritti amsha. No? These both of them, or upadanam is lingadeham. The material cause is lingadeham. Upadanam means material cause. Just as the pot maker makes lot of things, upadanam means is that a material through which many objects are manufactured, many objects coming into existence. They come into existence like a jar, big pot, small pot, lids, tumblers, all these kuti kuti dhella pannuva. What is upadana karanam? Clay. One clay gives many names and forms. Nama rupa prapancha. What is upadanam? Clay. Adi madri. Upadanam, this for this manas, ahankriti, that mind and that ahankara, doership, ahamkriti, that ahankara. What is that upadana means? Sukshma shariram is the upadanam. From that sukshma sharira upadanam alone, linga shariram means lingam ekam, that which is jadam. Sula shariram jadam or chetanyam, chetanam? Jadam. We have already established that. Now he is going to say, even sukshma shariram also is jadam. Sukshma shariram, linga deham, lingyate anena, through which you know, it is a clue, it is an indicator. Linga shariram is an indicator through which you are going to know the chaitanyam. Sula shariram ruled out. Now we are going to sukshma shariram. This sukshma shariram through which you are going to know that consciousness, arriving at the consciousness, therefore it is called lingam. Just as you put Shiva lingam, whom you, it indicates whom? Shiva. Similarly, our linga shariram is the indicator to know that Chaitanya Swarupam Atma, because it is available here. Aham, aham iti, it is available.
Hridaya kuhara madhye kevala brahma matram aham aham iti साक्षादात्मरूपेण भाति हृदि विष मनसा मनसा थ्रू द माइंड. सो माइंड मन एव मनुष्याणां कारणं बंध मोक्ष.
वंडरफुल माइंड. सूक्ष्म मनः हेल्प्स टू नो दैट Paramatma Swarupam, angenge paaka kuda. Evident here, Linga Shariram is that, Sukshma Shariram is that, where I can recognize the consciousness. Lingam Ekam Jadatmakam, it is inert. This Linga Shariram, what it is, the status Avasthatrayam Anveti. It gets that three avasthas. The mind is there in Jagradavastha, Purana, Vikasa, Ardha Vikasa, No Vikasa. So, avasthatrayam anveti. Not only that, Jayate, Mriyate, Tatha. It has got birth and death. Sukshma Sriram has got birth and death. But not the Atma Chaitanya. So who travels now? Sukshma Sariram, that mind travels. How that mind travels? Along with the consciousness. So it travels, 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 goes to another body. And you have to, just as you have falsified that deha, even you are going to negate this sukshma shariram also through the jnana. Stula shariram, to some extent we have understood, we have vittitam. Ippo sukshma shariram vidrathu innum kashtam. Adukapram karana shariratukku ponu. Adukapram naalike paapom. Tomorrow morning we will see that how that maya plays a role here. What is the role of maya? And how it functions in that. So in this 12th shloka, we have arrived at the Sukshma Shariram is that instrument through which you recognize Atma Swarupam. So who travels Sukshma Shariram? Travels, Sakshi will never travel. And work, you can understand. Who is having birth and death? Sukshma Shariram. So I am Najayate Mriyateva Kadachita. So manas is jadam, inert matter. Reflection is also mithya. Who is satyam? Mithyana payana illadade nanani chulradhukku virupama. Eppovume irundindirukku unmayana satyamana porul nanani chulradhukku virupama.
நாளைக்கு சொல்லுங்க.
பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.